Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I am very, very honored to have my next guest with me. She is the Executive Director of Crime Prevention Research. And of course, this is an organization started by John Lott Jr., who has been a frequent contributor here at Chosen Generation Radio for a number of years. And then, of course, served President Trump in the Trump administration as well. He was actually on just, I think, last week or the week before. And we are so grateful for the work that is done. My next guest was a victim of violent crime. She and her husband was murdered by a stalker. She writes about it in her book, Stalked and Defenseless. You can pick that up at Amazon. Encourage you to do that. If you use Amazon, please consider using a Smile Amazon and choosing Faith Harvest Church as your donating entity, and you'll be donating here to the Chosen Generation Radio program and our work in India. I want to welcome to the program Nikki Gosser, Executive Director of Crime Prevention Research, crimeresearch.org. And she's getting a rousing applause in the background. I can hear her best friend who's agreeing with me. Nikki, welcome. Good to have you. It's great to be with you.
Hi, Pastor Greg. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, that's
That's my mother's dog, Libby.
Okay. Okay. Well, let's see. Libby's like going, go get him, Nikki. Go get him. Tell him.
He's fussing at me for a dog treat.
Oh, man. I know. My son takes care of our dogs, and I'm always like, they're always coming in and going like, Dad, He's not doing it. He's just not doing it. So I'm like, okay, hey, you got to feed the dogs. I know. Oh, my gosh. That's so cute. That's funny. All right. We got a big bill in Tennessee that is, well, and I was looking at, I mean, essentially it looks like the governor is kind of, you know, it was sent to him, but he's hemming and hawing on it. It's called Truth in Sentencing. And there's a couple of big stories related to this. There's the story of the Sacramento shooter who was let out early. But there's also the story that has been just pretty much forgotten. And that is the Waukesha Christmas Parade killer.
Yes.
Who murdered six people, including an 8-year-old boy, a grandpa and a grandma of the Singing Grannies, a community that is still in, you know, obvious mourning over this and severe and significant injuries to many, many others. And this is an individual who was let out on bail that should never have been out. There were up to 60 people injured, including the six that were killed there. All right, Nikki, I'm sorry. I've bogarted enough here. I want to give you a chance. Talk to us about these early release policies and the devastation that they're rendering to our cities and our citizenry across the country.
Sure. Well, it's happening all over the country. Unless you have been the victim of a violent crime, you probably won't fully understand how it can really impact your life. And I certainly don't want anyone to ever experience that, but I am a victim of a violent crime. In 2009, my husband Ben was brutally murdered right in front of me by a man who was stalking me. And because of Tennessee state law at the time, I had to leave my legal permitted handgun that I normally carried for self-defense locked inside of my vehicle that night because Ben and I were in a restaurant. We were in a restaurant that was a gun-free zone. And so I followed the law. Of course, my stalker did not have a permit to carry, brought a gun in illegally, and murdered my husband in front of me. And this man was sentenced to 23 years in prison. And, you know, they tell you in court, this is going to be at 100% with no parole. But victims are lied to every single day in criminal courts across this nation. These people that do these horrific crimes, like murder, are allowed to earn early release good behavior credits. So he's not going to serve 100%. He's getting out early. He's going to be released in 2028. And that's going to be here before I know it. Yeah. And it's terrifying for me because I have since learned that he's still stalking me. He's just doing it from prison now. He's been sending twisted love letters to me for years. What he does is he sends them to my attorney. And my attorney, you know, told me about these. So
right. It's
very concerning. This is not someone who has been reformed. This is not someone who should be released. He's very dangerous. He's already proven that. And they allow this all the time across the nation. And it has real consequences, you know, for existing victims and, you know, innocent people out there like you and everybody else listening could potentially end up becoming a victim because they keep allowing this.
Well, you have the Sacramento case that just took place, five shooters, a gang fight that takes place on the streets of Sacramento. You can get highbrowed and say, well, yeah, you know, but these people were out in a club and they were out till 2 o'clock in the morning and this is what happens. You know what? Shut up. Look.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody wants to go out and celebrate with their friends and hang out and dance and, you know, and have a good time and drink club soda or what have you, and is just minding their business because they're celebrating whatever it is that they're celebrating together and hanging out with friends, they're not then automatically subject to this kind of absolute horrific and senseless violence because of a broken criminal system. Everybody wants to get all cryy about, you know, about the criminals. Oh, these poor, you know, look what happened. Okay, you know what? Yeah, fine. So he was in this environment or that home or this or that or the other. But at the end of the day, the violence that that individual is engaged in and the knowledge that they have been engaged in it habitually. It's just like with I've raised five kids. My kids understood, you get a chance. You may get two chances. But if you don't learn to stop the behavior that you are doing, there are consequences as a result of that. And you better understand those consequences. And if you've crossed that line, you're going to feel the impact of those consequences. And the purpose of teaching your children that is so when they go out, they understand that. And Nikki, we've got a breakdown in that, but we've got a legal system that also has absolutely and completely failed law-abiding citizens like you and I.
Absolutely. And I firmly believe that truth in sentencing is needed. I mean, let's face it, there are crimes that are so violent, terrifying, and egregious that the convicted should absolutely be forced to serve 100% of their prison sentence.
Yes.
And, one thing I'd like to touch on, I'm very pro-gun. I know some people would think, oh gosh, she'll be anti-gun because of what happened to her and her husband. But I have to tell you, I believe in the basic human right of self-defense as a Christian. You know, there's so many news stories of violence and mobs and criminals being released from prisons around the country, prosecutors not charging criminals, and, you know, police are being told to stand down. And I think this has really made people stop and really think about their flock, you know, their safety, and realize that they need to protect themselves, protect their loved ones, and be their own first responder.
It's so critically important to understand, because, you know, in instances like what happened in your life, police can't respond that fast. Even somebody making the phone call. This individual, by the time that they are in the position to create the damage, to cause the problem, there's not time to get a police officer on the scene. And the only thing that's going to stop these events is a good guy with a gun. That's what's going to stop it. My friend Stephen Williford was a good guy with a gun who took his gun,
you know,
to the church. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a great guy. I just saw him in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago.
He's running for office.
Yeah. He is really just an incredible person. And he's so down to earth and so humble.
Yeah. Yeah. And he saved lives.
He absolutely saved lives.
And he saved lives. A good guy with a gun that saved lives. And unfortunately, so truth in sentencing is a Tennessee bill. I know this is something that crime prevention research, I know that the work that you do would love to see something like Truth in Sentencing, not just in Tennessee, but on a national scale, other legislatures adopting these kinds of bills in order to make sure that violent criminals serve their full sentences.
Yeah, absolutely. And one thing that I have found, I don't think people realize how powerful some of these prisoner rights activists are and how well organized and well funded they are.
Sure.
But they are very powerful, and a lot of these Department of Corrections are very intimidated. And some lawmakers are intimidated by them because they create a lot of noise and a lot of attention. And, you know, opponents, you know, people that don't like truth in sentencing, they say that violent offenders, you know, they need early release credits as a reward and a motivator to encourage good behavior while in prison. You know, they want to protect their prison staff. And I get it. I understand you don't want your prison staff harmed. But look, if a violent offender will only behave because of some reward, then is that prisoner truly and legitimately reformed?
Right.
Trust them to not reoffend, you know, when they're back in society? Is it genuine good behavior when you have to barter sentencing time with violent offenders at the expense of their victims and the rest of society?
And we'll be back to talk more about that right after this. Nikki Gosser is our guest, Gosser from crimeresearch.org.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is the Executive Director of Crime Research Prevention. That's found at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. She is also the survivor of a violent attack. She talks about it and shares about it in Stalked and Defenseless. That's the name of the book, Stalked and Defenseless. You can find that on Amazon. And if you're going to use Amazon, I would ask that you use Amazon Smile and that you put in Faith Harvest Church. Amazon Smile and Faith Harvest Church. Nikki, as we're talking about this, we were talking a little bit in the break too. These are violent criminals. These are rapists. These are murderers. These are first degree assault. I mean, there's a very specific list of violent crimes that are a part of the Truth in Sentencing bill. And yet we have Republicans that are giving in on this. And in addition to that, we have a situation where we have obviously Democrats that are doing it. But you mentioned a very well-funded machine on the other side. Talk about that for a minute, if you would.
Sure. Bloomberg and Soros fund a lot of these groups, but there are prisoner rights activists that basically cause a scene and bully and really push on lawmakers. And they create a lot of chaos. They cause a lot of problems for Department of Corrections, and they drive a lot of fear in people that make these types of decisions. And until we can form a better plan and, back up some victim rights advocates, like myself, I'm willing to go out there and do it. But, it all costs money, unfortunately, to travel and to get in front of lawmakers and try to stand up for what you feel is right to help protect yourself and others in society. There are real consequences to allowing the worst of the worst to be released before they should. And certainly if they're engaging in criminal behavior while in prison, my stalker is engaging in crime behind bars. He's committing a felony, and they are still allowing him early release good behavior credits. They have basically refused to revoke it.
And there's just, it's just disconnect. It's a complete disconnect. In the case of the Sacramento shooter, just as an example, the DA out in California said that this Smiley Martin that was released, that they were working diligently, and they told the parole board, don't release this person. Don't let this person go. This is not a wise thing to do. Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert said that she warned against releasing this inmate and has been warning And she's running for attorney general out there in California on the platform of trying to restore law and order. And boy, could California use some restoration of law and order, Nikki. But, you know, there are those that are out there that are fighting against this because they clearly understand and recognize the danger that this creates. And I mentioned to you in the break the other piece to this, folks, and I talked about this yesterday as well. Marxism comes into being when they can create chaos within the culture, within society, and a sense of insecurity amongst the citizenry to the level that the citizenry says the system is so broken, it needs to be fixed, it needs to be replaced. And that is a Marxist concept. So the Marxists are behind many of these groups that want violent criminals early released so that they can go out into the community and commit more violent crimes, thus creating insecurity amongst the people, thus creating fear, and thus creating a sense that the system has collapsed and needs to be replaced. Folks, they're working against us on every single level possible, and we've got to stand with people like Nikki Gosar and Crime Prevention Research in their efforts to bring to light these kinds of issues. And I throw it to you, Nikki.
No, I really appreciate you having me on and speaking about this. I think it's so important. And, you know, it's a shame that they want to allow people out that clearly are not reformed.
Right.
Do I believe in, you know, reforming people? Sure, you know, and you also have to look at the circumstance.
Right.
You know, if you're dealing with someone who did, you know, a really violent crime and they were 21 years old, okay, and they've spent a great deal of time in prison and they really turned it around, you know, they believe in God, they, you know, they really changed their life for the better, and they're trying to improve themselves and the lives of others that come in the prison to help reform them. If that's really proven and they're dedicated to that, then yeah, I think that people can be reformed, and I think sure. There is some room for forgiveness.
There's room for redemption. Absolutely. Back after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. That's ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Be sure and get the podcast over there and sign up for our emails today.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Don't forget to support our sponsors, patriotmobile.com/chosen for free activation. PatriotMobile.com/chosen, or call them and use the word chosen. You can call them at 972-728-7468. That's 972-728-7468. 972-PATRIOT, if you're spelling it out. 972-728-7468. Use the code chosen and get a free activation. Change your mobile phone company to Patriot Mobile today, and help support companies that support our values. Rafael Cruz is my guest. He's with us here once a month on Chosen Generation Radio. Got a chance to sit down with him, actually, about 2 weeks ago. He was a blessing to us and blessed us to be able to come and hear him speak at Texas Right to Life in San Antonio. Very grateful for that, and it was wonderful to be able to spend time. Rafael, as always, welcome. It's so good to have you.
It is great to be with you, and it was so great to be able to visit in person in San Antonio. My brother, you're such a blessing, and I praise God for what you're doing and for the outreach that you get through this program. And I just encourage the listeners to support this ministry. This is a great ministry, and Pastor Greg is being greatly used to reach millions in India for the gospel and across America with this radio. So I encourage you to support this great ministry. This is a great man of God whom I've known for many years and dearly loved. Great to be with you, Pastor Greg.
Thank you so much for those very kind words. I greatly appreciate it. And folks, you can do that. You can support us. Go to paypal.me/Pastor Greg, paypal.me/Pastor Greg. Or you can also send funds to Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. That's Faith Harvest Church, P.O. Box 3393, Bandera, Texas 78003. Rafael, one of the big things that you and I have talked so much about, and you talked about it at Texas Right for Life as well, is how important it is for pastors, for ministers, to be engaged in speaking out about these critical issues the issues of the value of traditional marriage, the issue of you know, the value of understanding how we were created, coming against secular humanism, coming against this LGBTQ transgender agenda, and of course, obviously speaking out for the life of the unborn. Talk to me about what's on your heart today.
Well, I'll tell you, I think the battle lines have been drawn even clearer last week when this leak came out of the Supreme Court about the high probability that Roe v. Wade is going to be rescinded when this Mississippi case is finally adjudicated. But I'll tell you what, I was really concerned about this breach of confidence by releasing this preliminary decision, because I think this is an attempt to mobilize the pro-abortion people to go to the polls and try to preserve this murder of innocent babies. And I'll tell you, and also I think it's also an effort to try to pressure those pro-life justices to maybe change their minds. So we need to pray that God will protect them and God will keep them firm on their belief that all life, from conception to natural death, needs to be protected. This is a huge fight.
Yeah.
And I think the enemy is rearing its ugly head trying to fight, because, you know, as you well know, this administration has nothing on which they can run. They have done so horribly in every area that all of a sudden trying to push this pro-abortion agenda gives them something to run on. And I think that is what is behind it. It's political, but we need to see that the enemy is behind this whole thing to try to keep this satanic offering of babies to the devil.
You know, I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I think, too, you know, you watched Justice Roberts come out and basically say he doesn't believe that Roe v. Wade should be overturned and all this, you know, all this rhetoric that he's putting out. And, you know, I'm very concerned about his influence over Amy Coney Barrett and over Justice Kavanaugh, because that is the group that has tended to kind of flip-flop on us. We've Alito and Thomas and Gorsuch tend to be pretty consistent, and then of course the three liberals, but it's the Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett, and Justice Kavanaugh. That grouping is the one that seems to kind of drift from side to side, and yes. I'm incredibly concerned about Roberts' attempt to try to coerce either Amy Coney Barrett or Justice Kavanaugh into changing their position.
Well, first of all, I was unaware that Roberts had made a statement, because initially it appeared that Roberts was siding with the other five. But, you know, Roberts has had a tendency to try to legislate from the bench, like he did with Obamacare. He actually even changed what the case was in order to keep it. And so he is, he's got an agenda which is not good. But I think that one of the things that we need to make clear, and if we make clear, it removes all this reasoning that the pro-abortionists have. Oh, we cannot get rid of abortion. Rescinding Roe v. Wade does not get rid of abortion. It just merely gives the decision to the states. It's still, there will be states like California, like Washington State, like Oregon, that will keep abortion on demand. But there will be other pro-life states like Texas that will be strong pro-life states. So if we make sure that those opponents understand getting rid of Roe v. Wade does not ban abortion nationwide.
Right.
It just gives the decision to we the people.
Right.
And states that want to ban abortion will have the right to do so. States that want to open their doors to abortion, like California, will have a right to do so. And California has already said they will become the abortion haven of the whole country. So if we make them understand, we are just taking the decision from bureaucrats to we the people, and every state will be able to decide whether they allow abortion or not, or whether they impose whatever restrictions on abortion they want to impose. It will be up to each and individual state.
Well, and you know, the efforts that you discussed about, you know, intimidation that you and I are both talking about here are already underway. Justice Alito, whose brief this is that was leaked, has already canceled an appearance. He was set to appear at the Fifth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals Judicial Conference alongside many other judges in Louisiana, in the New Orleans area, judges from the district courts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. But word is, according to Epoch Times article that came out today, states that he has decided to cancel his appearance. We need to be praying protection for these justices. We need to be praying that the righteousness of Christ cloaks their minds. And Raphael, this is something, again, you know, pastors from their pulpits need to be talking about the significance and what God's word has to say about the conception of life. He knew us, according to Jeremiah, before we ever drew our first breath. He knew us in our mother's womb. I believe that's Jeremiah 1:5. Am I accurate?
Correct. That is correct. That is correct. And you are absolutely right, Pastor Greg. You know, the church is the biggest problem we have in America. We have so many pastors that have decided to please men instead of pleasing God, and are tickling men's and women's ears, and they are more concerned about becoming politically correct than about following what the Word of God says. And I'll tell you what, the Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? And we are seeing an erosion of truth coming from the pulpit. And I mean, it's so contrary to our history, because pastors were the ones who were at the forefront of the American Revolution. And so we need to make pastors aware. And as you know, I do that all the time. I travel through pastors' conferences and churches to make them aware. A pastor is a shepherd. And if he doesn't lead the sheep, Jesus said it very clear, the sheep are scattered as sheep without a shepherd. That's what's happening.
Yeah. And I'll tell you a story very quickly, folks, about that. Well, actually, I'll tell you about it when we get back. I've talked about it earlier in the week, but I'll share a story about it. Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul, who have put together Enemies in the Church, talking about Marxism in the church and what happened to them.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking.
When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code.
Promo code Pastor Greg.
Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98. Now just $34.98.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Very quickly, tomorrow on the program, Don Jans kicks things off. Gordon Chaps Klingenschmidt, Pray in Jesus' Name, will be with us. Jeff Zink will be with us. We'll get an update from Jeff on some of the new revelations. Epic Times is saying body cams now show a guard beating an unconscious woman to death at the Jan 6 event. Lots of information coming out about that that people need to see. I encourage you to watch Nick Searcy's film, Capital Punishment, the movie. Capital Punishment, the movie. It's very interesting, the information that's coming out with regards to what really took place there. And then Major Fred Galvin will be with us on the program. A Few Bad Men is the name of his incredible true story of an elite team of U.S. Marines set up to take the fall for Afghanistan war crimes they didn't commit and how their leader fought for the redemption of his men. Ambushed in Afghanistan, betrayed by their own leaders, elite Marines fought for their lives and again fought for their lives when they came back home. A Few Good Men, or A Few Bad Men, is the name of the book. We'll have his story coming up. All right, my guest is Pastor Rafael Cruz. Pastor Rafael, we were talking about how important it is for pastors, but I was going to share this story very quickly. So my friends, Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul, Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul created a film called Enemies Within the Church. And they did interviews with people, and they went to people who had made statements and asked them to recant what they had said or explain what they had said in the film. And it talks about how Marxism has become the gospel instead of the gospel, the same warning that Paul gave in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. So they were asked by Cultural Engagement Summit to present their film at the summit. They paid to be a sponsor. Then the people whose facility was being used, not hosting, they weren't hosting the event. They were simply renting out their auditorium. Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary in Tennessee was renting out their facility to Cultural Engagement Summit. Cultural Engagement Summit asked Trevor Loudon and Judd Saul and their organization to be a sponsor, and they agreed to be a sponsor on the condition they could show the film. Mid-American Baptist Theological Seminary caught wind of the film and that it was going to be shown and told Cultural Engagement Summit they didn't want it being played in their auditorium. It couldn't be played. Trevor went ahead and went because they'd sent all their equipment ahead, bought their tickets, paid the bill. And he went up on stage to explain to the audience that was expecting to see this film that they weren't going to be able to see it and what was going on, and give an explanation. In the process of that, he was removed from the stage, and subsequently security removed him and their staff and all of their equipment and basically escorted them off of Mid-America Baptist Theological Seminary's property. And Raphael, you had some thoughts with regards to these seminaries.
Well, I'll tell you, it is, Greg, really appalling that seminaries today have become cemeteries. They're actually preaching a different gospel. Not the gospel of grace, they're preaching a different gospel. And what they have become is entrenched in secular humanism and all this wokeism that has invaded the churches. And unfortunately, these pastors are more concerned with tickling men's and women's ears. And I think Marxism has invaded the church. And I'll tell you what, there is a call from God that the church needs to wake up.
Yes.
But praise God that in spite of this secularism in the church, in spite of this diluting of the gospel, there is still a remnant. You know, when... Yeah. Elijah was out in that cave feeling sorry for himself, God says, I have 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And I'll tell you what, there is a remnant. The remnant is alive and well, and the remnant needs to wake up. This is a wake up to every Christian, every pastor that believes that every word of God is inerrant and that Jesus Christ needs to be exalted in every area of society, including government. We have acquiesced to the enemy. And you know, when we were in the break, I was talking to you about the Great Commission, and it was very interesting. I was talking to a student that was a student for one of these seminaries, and he says, well, you know, the Great Commission says, go ye therefore. And beginning with Matthew 28:19, and I said, no, you're misquoting. When you see that word, therefore, that means there's that word, therefore, is there for something. You need to find out what it is there for. Look at the previous verse. And the previous verse, Jesus said, all power, all authority in heaven and in earth has been given unto me, unto Jesus.
Yes.
And then he says, go ye therefore. That is a delegation of authority. Jesus is saying, because all power and authority has been given unto me, unto Jesus, therefore you go. We have a command from the Lord to go on the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ to proclaim the truth.
Yes.
And Jesus is the truth. And pastors, many, many pastors are failing that command because they want to please men instead of pleasing God.
And we have to go in faith. Mark chapter 16 says, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them. That means he corrected them, folks, with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them. Listen, hang tight just a second, Raphael. Believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Well, go ahead, brother. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, what you just say is so overwhelming. So they saw him risen. They saw the risen Christ. How can you not believe after you've seen the risen Christ? That said, he was killed, buried, and he rose from the dead. How can you not believe? It is unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, I think a lot of this unbelief, many pastors, unfortunately, and many Christians are self-putting themselves a veil before them because they do not want to see the truth, because they don't want to be attacked. They rather tickle men's and women's ears. So they don't believe the truth, but want to proclaim a lie so that they can be liked by people. God help us.
I think the other part is that they have been taught now in seminaries for the past almost 50 years that the Bible can't be relied upon, that Scripture is not inerrant, that there are things about God that you just can't comprehend, or you just can't understand, that the character of God is not consistent, and that Jesus Christ didn't finish the work on the cross, but we're all waiting and hoping and trembling in fear, hoping that he's going to come back and fix everything that we are allowing to be screwed up. Ladies and gentlemen, that is not the position of the Christian. The position of the Christian is this: go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that Amen. Believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, that's in the name of Jesus Christ, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It's the reason why they were told, you must wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Folks, we got people that are preaching out there that've got no more ghosts than they've got, I don't know, anything else. They need the Holy Spirit. That's what ministers need. Ministers need the Holy Spirit so that when they preach, they understand that they preach out of the faith of the Son of God. That's where the life-changing message is. The name of Jesus Christ and the faith of the Son of God activated in your life.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my Son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America. Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India.
While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.